Welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Martha Steele, and with me today is Dr. Dominic Frimberger.
That's correct.
From the Children's Hospital of Oklahoma City. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you, Martha?
I am just very swell, thank you. And I love looking at how much fun everybody looks to be having in the wheelchair basketball event.
So absolutely.
This is a passion of yours, I take it?
Yes, it's the eighth time we do this. We have done this eight years in a row. It's organized by OCASA, which is the Oklahoma Adaptive Sports Association. We were formerly named GADSA. We just changed our name to a little more hip name, a little bit more descriptive. So.
A little more hip.
And I think it works out well for us.
Yeah.
And we have this wheelchair basketball game every year.
Okay, so when is this event happening?
It's going to happen April 28th, next Thursday. We start at 5:30 and it goes around 8:39. It's at the Freed Wellness Center at the Oklahoma City University on Black Welder.
And it's not just the basketball game itself. There are other things sort of woven into it as well.
Right. The big fun is basically it's the Oklahoma wheelchair basketball team called the Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of these people have adaptive sports needs, and they frequent our hospital for several reasons. So we came up with the idea that they get to beat us one time per year. So all the doctors from different departments and administration and other departments are sitting in wheelchairs, and we play against them wheelchairs.
And how do you do? Do you actually participate in the event?
We do. Oh, yeah, every year. Fantastic. I do. I play now for 8 years every year, and I made the whole sum of one basket in 8 years.
Hey, that's so better than nothing, honey.
2 points.
2 points. Wow, that is something to put on the marquee.
No team ever won against the Blaze. We never made it. They beat us every year, but obviously it's a big fun event. The kids get to come out and they get to play against us in wheelchairs and show us what they can do. It's great.
Now, what other kinds of things are going to be happening at your event?
We have just regular fundraiser events. We have a big silent auction, which is very popular. You get lots of donations for that, so people love that one. Francis Tuttle comes out every year, and they bring us snow cones.
Mm.
180 Medical comes out, and they bring us a popcorn stand. Then we have pizza. We have T-shirts. This year, we're going to have a photo booth. Everybody gets to dress up and take pictures.
The photo booth.
Yeah, people love that photo booth. So if you're going to have people can take the pictures home right away, have them email to them, whatever they like.
Sweet.
We usually have some mascots out. I'm not going to say right now which ones are coming because I'm not know for sure yet, but we always have some fun little events.
Any mascots are good because the kids love the mascots.
That's right.
So now the money that you're going to raise during this event is going to go...
The most important part is that OCASA, again, the Oklahoma Adaptive Sports Association, is a Oklahoma nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
All the money stays in Oklahoma. Every dollar donated goes to OCASA. The board members, including me, we're all volunteers.
Right.
So every dollar that you give will go right to that. The money is important for people with disabilities. They just need adaptive equipment in order to do sports.
Right. It's a very empowering feeling to be able to participate in something that perhaps before you were injured, you were able to do very well.
That's right.
Right.
And it's for people that could never walk.
Right.
And, you know, it's for especially if you think you need a pair of tennis shoes to go jogging.
Right.
They need
the
a wheelchair. And
yeah.
That wheelchair is expensive and nobody pays for it. Insurance doesn't pay for it, so we provide these adaptive equipment for kayaking, for track and field.
As a matter of fact, I was at the race a couple of weekends ago, and there was a gentleman in a wheelchair that... I couldn't believe how fast that guy was.
Oh, yeah.
He came in first place of everybody.
That's right.
And definitely first place in the class of wheelchairs. That was an amazing wheelchair, too.
It's really fun. When, you know, we have lots of athletes that go to national, international competitions. One of our athletes, she's going to go to the Paralympics in Brazil. She is national and champion in racing in the 200. So she's going to compete there. We just came back from the national basketball tournament in Kentucky, and we got 6th out of 30 in the nation.
Oh, wow.
So, you know.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's a fun event, and they're competitive like everybody else.
Of course, yes. And that definitely brings some pride to us for having such an awesome team.
That's right.
Most of all, want to stress this particular fundraiser. OCASA itself is such an awesome program, and we'd like to have possibly another interview just about that. But for now, we really need to focus on the event so that we can get this fundraiser going. Tell us again, when is it and where?
It's going to be on April 28th at 5:30, starts at 5:30 to about 9 o'clock at the Freed Wellness Center. That's the athletic center at the Oklahoma City University,
okay,
which is on Black Welder. There's plenty parking available, so no problem parking. We have no entrance fee. We want everybody to, doesn't matter who, can come in, just walk in the door and participate. There's obviously opportunities to donate, and but you don't need to do that.
Right. It is a fundraiser, so we want to make sure that you come willing, at least.
That's right.
To give a little to the cause.
The money is raised a lot from the department at Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Every department provides us funds to, they have to, in order to play, they have to pay. So
okay.
they pay. That's a big fundraiser, obviously, and we have some companies that supply us, like 180 Medical and Coloplast, so that's very grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think it's important to know that it's a non-profit that keeps the money here in Oklahoma for our people.
And that is wonderful. For everyone who wants to know more information about this, what is your website?
The website right now is still GODSA, because it's our old name, GODSA, .org.
Okay.
Be on Facebook. OKASA is on Facebook. You just have to type in.
OKASA,
I'm not the most Facebook savvy person, but I think that's all you have to do. Everybody does Facebook will know how to do that. If you just typed it in, the events will be in there. We're also on Twitter.
Well, thank you so much, Dominic Frimberger. Thank you so much for joining us today on Sunday Morning Magazine, and we hope everybody makes it to your big event.
We hope so, too.